Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
According to a new study, dairy cows experience a phase in their development that is similar to puberty. Said teenage cows, moo!
Here we are to help those that have been ghosted. It's waiting by the phone. Alex and Sarah, say hi to Kara.
What's up?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Kara. So you went out with David, but since then, it's one of those I haven't heard from him type of scenarios, right?
Yes,
that we know
100%.
All too well.
And she's trying to figure out, what did I do?
But right.
Maybe it wasn't something you did.
But it was good, the first date.
It was like the best first date. It was one of those like ones where you start calling and texting your friends right after about how great the date is. And I'm like floored. I really thought this guy would call me and he hasn't called. I mean, it was just a perfect date.
Well, we're not even going to speculate. Let's just jump straight to and call him and see if we can figure it out. It sucks, right? Because especially when it's so good, you want to know what happened.
Why is it always like when this happens, I immediately think that he has a girlfriend or a wife or a boyfriend or a husband?
Have you guys ever done this to a girl?
Ghosted a woman?
Like gone on a date and maybe you thought like it wasn't that great.
No.
So you never called her?
No.
I think he had a good time though. I really do. Like, I feel like I'm a pretty good reader of people and I just don't have a lot of confidence in dating anymore. But this one I was like, oh my gosh, this was awesome.
All right. Well, let's call David. Hang on.
Hello?
Hey, David.
Yeah?
Booker, Alex, and Sarah from Mix 94.7. We're on the morning show. And if it's okay, we have a couple of questions we want to ask you. We're doing a segment called Waiting by the Phone right now.
Sorry, I'm on the radio right now, or I'm going to be?
Good morning.
So Kara is on the phone with us. She contacted us because she said that she went out with you and had the most perfect date. And since then, she has not heard from you. She thinks you had a good time? That's what she told us.
I'm kind of like, this is the last thing I thought I'd be doing when I picked up the phone. We had a great time. We did.
That's what she said.
And then what happened?
So I learned some stuff that made me like kind of question who she was, I guess. I don't know what you know, so I'll just.
We don't know anything.
We know nothing.
And we're on nobody's side here. We're just trying to help her get answers because she, Kara, you can say something at any time. I don't want to impede you here. I mean, just so I know.
Is she there?
She's right here.
Yeah.
Just so I know what you're thinking, you were clearly under the understanding that there would probably be a second date. Like, he would call back.
Yes, I did. And I'm hearing him say he had a great time, so.
Right.
So, exactly.
What did you find out about me?
All right.
Just
so you know, we did have a good time. Like, your gauge isn't off or anything like that. But during the date, she brought up that she was on this reality show, and I hadn't heard of it. And I went home and I Googled her, and it's like one of these like drunk girl reality shows. Mm-hmm. And she was like, and I started watching all these YouTubes, and she's like, a complete friggin' train wreck. She's like hooking up with guys like on all these episodes and totally loud. And I was like, no.
That was like seriously over 10 years ago. Oh my God.
Kara, is he exaggerating what happened on the reality show? And by the way, when we get done, I want to find out what it was.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm dying.
I wouldn't say he's exaggerating. I mean, I definitely used to have a drinking problem and made a ton of really, really poor decisions. But I also feel like I was exploited on that show, so.
What do you mean by like producers and stuff?
Like the producers, you know, they take angles and they encourage behavior or something looks worse than it is because of what's prefaced before it. And I'm not going to say I was a victim. I knew what I was signing up for, mm-hmm. but again, this is like over 10 years ago, and it was my early 20s. And I mean, if you could think of every dumb choice you made was being filmed when you were like in your early 20s, I'm sure we'd all look like big jerks right now. So.
You just said everything perfect.
I love it.
I mean, part of the issue is that, like, I still don't know how I would have reacted, but I didn't really get that version of it at dinner. It was just like, yeah, I was on a reality show, and then we kind of, like, glossed over it. Like, how am I not going to end up seeing this? Mm. And I understand, like, she filmed all the, like, it was filmed, and when I did dumb stuff in my 20s, it wasn't filmed, but, like, I mean, you signed up for, like, there was this no other thing to do in the show except get wasted and hook up with guys. It's like the theme of the show
see both sides here.
I don't know.
I'm dying to hang up on the phone and find out what show this is. I mean, I'm just curious now.
And did you hear her say, like, this always ruins my dating life?
Oh,
did you hear
I miss that.
Say that?
Oh, my gosh.
Kara, this has happened before?
Yes. Yes, it has.
Oh, man.
Well, now I feel bad.
I did. Like, man.
Because what is she supposed to do?
Well, nothing. But there will be some guys that will embrace it.
I mean, I love the fact that she explained herself and owned it, and that's just who she was, and she's not that. I mean, she just has to wear that.
All.
Maybe explain it on the date. Like, hey, I know you're going to YouTube it.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Heads up.
Watch it there on the date. Don't go home and search.
No, don't watch it on the date.
She can explain.
She can be like, oh, that was a moment. Oh, here's the best moment.
She can preface it by saying, yes, hey, listen, I was on a reality show. I was an idiot. I regret it.
Producers fabricated everything and made everything.
I'm a completely different human. So now if he watches, he goes in with that mindset instead of, hey, let me check her out on this reality show.
And then be shocked. Like, whoa, why did she tell me this?
All right. Well, the damage has already been done, I guess, with David. Is that fair to say? You're not interested in going out again?
I'd say that's pretty fair.
I mean, are your feelings, and we can't discredit your feelings. But Kara also has that right to say, I'm a changed woman. This is not who I am today. And you're going to find a guy that is like, well, I like the Kara today.
Yep.
Thanks.
All right.
She should maybe, like, change her name.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
That's dumb.
Bro.
Stupid.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.